come to me. For some reason, those words jumped out at me all this week as I was preparing this sermon. It's hard to read this scripture this week without thinking about our country. We celebrated the 4th of July, freedom. Yet we look around our country and even our world, and freedom isn't exactly what we think, is it? Everyone, I mean everyone, is talking about our country and what's going on. Our government can't decide what to do, and we're becoming more and more divided as people. This scripture starts with this idea that we're not hearing the right message. Our children are singing this song and no one really listens to them or understands them. They sing a happy song and no one is happy. Why? Because of all the things that are going on and keeping them distracted. But no one is joyous with the children. And so they sing a sad song and no one is sad with them. They ignore their cries. A Roman scripture says that we say things we don't mean and we don't understand what other people are saying. It's all a mess. And I think we could probably all agree that things feel like a mess a lot of the time. But are we missing what's really going on? Are we missing what's going on in the heart of people all around us? As we begin VBS tomorrow and 70 some odd children will enter this place, I wonder how many of those children will enter this place feeling unheard, feeling misunderstood. How many of their parents are not heard or misunderstood? How many of you feel unheard or misunderstood? Do we get so caught up in our lives that we don't hear the needs around us? Not just the pain and the heartache, but also the joy. I've been rather interested in kind of studying Facebook lately. I'm not much of a poster. I don't put much on Facebook. I don't put a lot of pictures or a lot of my status. Sometimes I'll make a comment or I'll say happy birthday to someone. But it's so interesting to read the thoughts of people and how it's kind of changed over the last few years. Sometimes the heartache that people post is so loud you can feel it through this very instrument. And other times it's so subtle and you have to read in between the lines. But isn't it interesting that people are so willing to spill out their details of their life on the internet for the world to see? It's also interesting to see how people respond. Sometimes I wonder if they even read a lot of things or if they just hit the like button. Sometimes you hear, oh, I'm sorry, or I wish I could help, or the person who tries to fix the situation. It's interesting that people are willing to let the world see their problems, but they're not willing to share their problems one-on-one. Seems to me that the first part of this passage is meant to open our eyes to the fact that the world will never completely meet our needs. That there will always be ways that the world finds us not worthy. Do you ever find that? Do you ever feel like, according to the world, you'll never have enough? Watch the commercials. You're never going to have everything. There's always going to be newer and better, and we're going to need it. There's always going to be a remote control that we need, isn't there? You'll never exercise enough. You'll never achieve enough. You'll never make enough money. You'll never be all that you feel like you need to be. You'll never look the way you want to look. That's the way of the world. I've laughed with many of my friends who we've talked about this whole issue of body image and how we wish we weighed what we weighed when we first started thinking we weighed too much. You know what I mean? In our 20s, when we first started thinking, I've got to lose weight, and then we did this, and then we did this, and then we did that, and then we did this, and we did that. We can never get it right with the world. John couldn't get it right with the world. He didn't eat what the world ate. He didn't drink what the world drank, and they called him a demon. Jesus couldn't get it right. He did eat what the world ate. He did drink what the world drank, and they called him a drunkard. Or they considered him crazy because of the people he hung around with. Or they got mad at him because he healed on the Sabbath. Jesus couldn't get it right with the world. John couldn't get it right with the world. And you know what? You and I can't get it right with the world. And we're never going to. We're never going to. If we choose to walk a life with God. If we choose to walk a life where we open ourselves up to God's direction and to God's word within us. That's part of the taking up the cross thing. We're not going to be able to meet the expectations that the world places on us. And if we do, it's exhausting. It makes us weary, doesn't it? Come to me is an interesting way that Jesus says this. Jesus doesn't say, come to me, everyone, because I know you need me and you need my help. Jesus says, come to me because you're tired of what the world is doing. Come to me if you're weary and if you're heavy laden. That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Is it possible that part of our job as children of God is to be weary and heavy laden? Is it possible that the only place to find rest and help with our load is to turn to God? Is it possible that until we open ourselves up to listening to those around us, to taking on the pain, the joy of those around us. Until we do that, we can't really know that we've been hurt ourselves. Is it possible that when we truly allow ourselves to be in relationship with God, our ears and our hearts are open to hearing? Maybe that is hearing the need of someone around us to celebrate a happy moment. Or maybe that means the possibility of tears with someone in pain. Opening ourselves to those around us, opening ourselves to the work that needs to be done, can be heavy. It's not easy to sit with someone in pain, especially if you feel like life is going good. Try going to the hospital and sitting with someone as they're losing a loved one. Try sitting at the side of someone as they get a bad diagnosis, or someone who's just lost a job, or maybe someone who just can't find hope at this moment. The weight is heavy. It's not always easy to celebrate with someone when you don't feel like celebrating. When a relationship has ended, the last thing you want to do is attend a wedding. The woman who is not able to conceive, who has to celebrate the birth of a friend or family member's child. Celebrating in the midst of your own grief can be exhausting. But if you can rely on God, come to me and I will give you rest. Rest. Isn't that one of the most comforting words? Rest. I think about resting in God's arms and feeling the comfort and the embrace. There is a reason why people who are suffering from depression battle getting out of bed, because there's comfort in rest. God offers us comfort and rest. God is willing to help us carry our burdens through God's love. Those burdens can be managed and shared. I feel like I need to clarify something here. I am not saying that people with mental illness just need to turn to God. I believe God has helped this world come up with methods to treat and help people, and that we're part of that instrument. So please don't think that I'm saying people who have depression just need God. Some of the finest Christians I know suffer with depression or other illnesses. But I am saying that we all seek a comfort in the midst of our suffering. And that comfort can only come from the one who knows us better than we know ourselves, our Creator. May we seek to listen better. Listen to the child in our midst. Listen to the adults around us. Listen to the world and to the needs of those around us. May we be better at sharing our own needs. You know, sometimes we need to be the person that helps. But sometimes we need to be the person helped. And when we don't allow people to know that, we don't allow them to be God in our lives. May we be better at sharing our own celebrations and our own sorrows. And most importantly, may we remember that we have a God whose arms are open wide to us. No matter where we are, no matter how we are feeling, knowing that we need rest. And that rest and that comfort and that help carrying our burden is available through God's strength and love. May we be open. Amen and amen.